Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Deeper Daily Podcast, journeying through the book of Acts, particularly today, chapter 1, verse 4, in which Jesus has commanded the disciples not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise. Let's talk about that promise. We talked about why that statement's important for the whole book of Acts yesterday, but the promise of the Father is really found in the 14th and 15th chapters of the book of John. I find that interesting that Luke, who writes Acts, doesn't go ahead and explain the promise. So it shows me that the Holy Spirit was behind the cohesiveness of both the Gospels and the book of Acts, as he knew that you would need them to help explain one another and to bring them together. It would also help the early church to determine the canon, because there would be certain books you would need in order to truly understand other books. So the promise of the Father that Jesus speaks about in Acts chapter 1 is first found in John chapter 14, where Jesus says in verse 16, "I will pray to the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever." And then if you read the next verse, "The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you." And then if you skip down to verse 26, we're in John 14. "The Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you." So you have the promise of the Father being the presence, the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit. One more, John 15, 26. "When the Helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me." And so this is the promise that Jesus says they are to go to Jerusalem and wait for. And here's what it looks like, Acts 1, 5. "For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." And so it was a prerequisite for the church to receive the indwelling and filling baptismal power of the Holy Spirit. And it is very similar to water baptism, because Jesus compares the two. He says, "John baptized with water, you're going to be baptized with the Holy Spirit." He does not tell the disciples to all go back and get baptized with water. They probably had been at John's baptism. We know from the Gospels they were baptizing people into the gospel of the kingdom, this gospel of repentance. But we don't see Jesus saying to them, "Now I want all of you to go get baptized, and then you'll receive the promise of the Father." Instead, the baptism he's telling them about is the baptism with the Holy Spirit, and it's going to happen not many days from now. Specifically, it's really going to happen about 10 days from now, because the word Pentecost, Pente meaning 50, it's 50 days after the Passover. And so the Passover weekend is where Jesus died on Calvary. And so less than 40 days between the resurrection and Pentecost, Jesus then ascends. And that leaves us less than 10 days between the ascension and the outpouring of the Spirit on the day of Pentecost, which will fully come in Acts chapter 2. So if you ever wondered about the timing, there's the timing, and it all falls along that calendar as they were waiting for the day of Pentecost. The baptism with the Holy Spirit, big, big part of my heritage coming up through Pentecostalism, and what we presented the baptism with the Holy Spirit as was a second, third, fourth, fifth work of grace. We would say once you receive Christ, you go on to receive the baptism with the Holy Spirit. And we would say with the evidence of speaking with other tongues. I feel like there's a whole lot of stuff to say there, and I want to save it for tomorrow, because I would just end up squeezing some things in here and not do much justice. So tomorrow, we're going to talk about the baptism with the Holy Spirit in light of the finished work of Christ, what it means, and maybe a little bit of what it doesn't. We'll see you then. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.